Thursday, about this time every week, it's one of our favorite guests. It's RJ Bell. Hit it, Steve.
'Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
RJ is the founder of pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press, and he knows about stuff when it comes to sports, when it comes to gambling, and he has had a winning record on this show. This is what, the fourth or fifth season in a row, RJ?
Fifth season, baby.
Fifth season. Last week, a little bit of a bump. You did go 1-2. I know the NFL still has the capacity to surprise you.
Oh, that Steelers game, man. Ooh, we had Pittsburgh. That was a tough one Sunday night.
That was a great one for Chargers fans, though. Boy, you couldn't have more opportunities to kick that winning field goal, could you?
but here's the thing you need to know. If you're betting, you can't care about your local team. It's all about the pocketbook.
That does make sense. All right, let's take a look at this week's games. The big dog is the Oakland Raiders plus 10.5 hosting those Pittsburgh Steelers you just referred to. I feel like, and I could be wrong, I have no stats to back this up, I feel like we have had more double-digit games in terms of the spread this season than I can ever remember before, RJ.
You know, actually, I think, I don't know about the most, but it's certainly more than usual. And what's been happening oftentimes is these big favorites have been winning the game and covering the spread. And here's the rationale. They're so good passing the ball. The Rams, for example, are a great example. The Saints, that they end up running up the score oftentimes. Pittsburgh, though, especially with their running back. So obviously Le'Veon Bell was supposed to be their back. He never even came into the team. Contract dispute. Then they had James Conner, who did pretty well. He's out. Now they're down to a third string back. So I think the Steelers in general on the road struggle. They struggle even more as a big favorite on the road. And you got a Raiders team that's not good, but they are playing hard for John Gruden. So our first pick, the big dog, Raiders plus 10.5.
I was wondering also, just to go back to my prior point, is there less parity than there used to be in the NFL? Because now we do have a superstar stratum of teams right now, like the Rams, like the Chargers, like the Patriots, like the Saints. And then we have some middle of the road, you know, middle of the pack teams, I should say. And then a ton of horrible teams at the bottom. It feels like, you know, not everybody's on a level playing field anymore.
You know what I think it is? I think back even a couple years ago, the spectrum of teams were how good you were to how bad you were. Okay, that makes sense. Now, though, there's a handful of teams that are playing a more modern game. And to me, when you play that modern game, and again, the Rams are an example of it, with all the passing and the complex offenses, if you're good at that, you're just in a different level. Think about it. The Rams have lost a handful of games this year, and they've usually scored 30-plus even in the games they lose. Yeah. So when the Rams have a bad game, they still put up a bunch of points. That did not used to be like that, and it's still not like that with a lot of NFL teams.
Fair point. All right, your best bet for the weekend is the Indianapolis Colts, plus 5 at the Houston Texans?
Yeah, I love this game. One of my favorite games of the year. No locks, but one of my favorites. Texans have been lucky. And what do I mean by that? Is they've had about 5 coin flip games that could have went either way, and they're 5-0. Sometimes you flip 5 straight heads, but it makes their record, the Texans, inflated. Here's a great trend. Teams on a 9-plus game winning streak, and Houston is on a 9-game winning streak. The next game against the spread, 36%. Why? Because they get expensive. Everybody says, oh, look how many games they've won. They bet them. They get expensive. We like to go the other way. On the other hand, the Colts, they had been playing really well. They were shut out last week. Andrew Luck, when teams are shut out the week before the next game, 58%. Why? Because they get cheap. So we've got an expensive team. We got a cheap team. I'll go with the cheap team. Colts, best bet, plus 5.
Are you enough of a football fan that you can enjoy a 6-0 game, or is that too much defense for you to enjoy it?
It matters which side I bet.
I was going to say, there's no way RJ Bell watches games for the pure enjoyment of football.
That's true. Hey, he's lost that years ago.
Yeah.
All right, and the big game of the weekend is the Baltimore Ravens. They're in Kansas City playing those Chiefs. What do you think?
Remember, guys, when you lose innocence, we all lose, right? So you should feel a little empathy for me and my lost innocence. We're going with the Ravens here, plus 7. Now, here's the conversation with the Ravens. Lamar Jackson won the Heisman in college, but he's not a prototypical passer. He runs the ball super effectively. And now that he's been a starter, the Ravens have won three straight games. But everybody's saying, is this sustainable? Can he keep running and not get injured? You know something? I don't really care, because he only needs to not get injured this game. So I think this ability to – I care on a human level, right?
Yeah, but for this pick, RJ Bell.
Yeah, I hear you. So I think he's going to be healthy this game. And, oh, by the way, Kansas City won the Kareem Hunt distraction, obviously, on the field and off the field.
Right, and well, it is a distraction for the other players.
What are you, the commissioner? Sure.
Yeah, exactly. What I mean is for the team, if we're looking at them to play well this week, they've got other things on their mind, right? And on the other hand, we've got the worst run defense, Kansas City, in the NFL. Well, we know what the Ravens want to do. They want to run Ravens plus a touchdown.
All right, so recapping this week's picks from RJ Bell, pregame.com. The big dog Raiders plus 10.5 hosting Pittsburgh. Best bet is Indy plus 5 at Houston. Big game Ravens plus 7 at Kansas City. Hey, before we let you go, RJ, since we have about a minute left, Kevin is out sick today, but we were having a conversation off the air of something we wanted to ask you, and I hate to put you on the spot. What's this talk about being able to bet on the next basketball throw during a game? That's something that's gearing up where we're actually going to be able to bet on whether this dude hits a free throw next.
Absolutely. So it's called in-game betting. And the reason, if you look at Europe, for example, which is about 10 years ahead of us when it comes to sports betting, over 70% of the bets are made in-game.
Wow.
And think about how if you just had a television set, let's say your Roku, and up in the corner it had your name, it had your balance, and it said, will LeBron make the next two free throws? And it's even money. You press A, and you've just bet $20 on the yes. That is no doubt, this is the best bet of the year. That's where we are heading.
Oh, there's definitely nothing problematic about
no
that
downside.
At all. No. I would not have been able to go to college if that was around.
That's like you said, oh, the pizza's too good, so we're all going to get fat, right?
Oh,
personal responsibility.
Is this going to come to all sports? Can you, like, bet on whether a guy is going to foul off the next pitch in a Major League Baseball game?
The whole question is latency, right? How quickly? So especially the sports that have breaks, like football, where you've got 20 or so seconds between plays, you're going to be able to bet every play, and you are in some spots. Basketball, it's only going to be when there's stoppage, but remember, there's stoppage all the time. So, and soccer, again, in Europe is the key, and they do this in soccer. Every second of the game, there's something you can bet.
That is amazing. All right, I'm sure you talk about that on Straight Out of Vegas with RJ Bell, weekdays 3 to 4 on Fox Sports Radio, the number one national sports betting show. RJ has a dream preview podcast on iTunes. It covers both college football and NFL episodes each week. And, of course, pregame.com for all the games we talked about today and more. On Twitter at RJ in Vegas. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for jumping on.
Thank you. 'Cause he's RJ Bell.